This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's funny, when we ask each other those things, normally, before COVID, it was just small talk almost. But now, as we say, how are you, we really mean it.
Of course, it's become almost a necessity these days to check in on our neighbours and our loved ones and our families, just to see how they're going, you know, physically and mentally in these times.
Absolutely. So what's happening on the COVID front for Nine News Far North?
So for the Far North, we have some good news coming out of Queensland. There's good news for residents. The Premier is revealing that stay-at-home restrictions will be eased from this coming weekend. So you'll be able to leave your home and go for a drive, have a picnic, visit a national park, and you can shop for non-essential items from this Friday just before midnight. But there's three conditions which apply before everyone gets too excited.
Mm-hmm.
Social distancing must be maintained. Residents must stay within 50 kilometres of their homes, and outings are limited to members of the same household or an individual and one other friend. So Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and Jeanette Young and Stephen Miles have said that this is going to be a test run, and so they will possibly clamp back down on the measures if the numbers do spike up again. But it's essentially rewarding the residents across Queensland, because we have been listening to those rules around social restrictions and distancing, and because we have seen only three new cases overnight and those numbers are getting lower almost every single day. Some days we're recording no new cases at all. So we've got the state total sitting at 1,030, but it seems to be that we are getting some sense of control around the spread of the virus.
Now, Kat, 50 Ks, that means we in Port Douglas or Mossman can't go to Cairns.
Yes, so I guess we'll have to be doing things like obviously shopping in your local communities, supporting your local businesses. But this really, these next 2 weeks are going to be the deciding time as to whether we do ease more of those restrictions. So I know that the Premier and the Health Ministers will be keeping a close eye on how this disease tracks. So possibly, if it does look a bit better, maybe we will be able to go beyond those 50 Ks.
Okay. Anything else on the COVID front before we look at other news?
So on the COVID front, we've also got the Premier saying that if someone deliberately spits, coughs or sneezes on frontline workers, they're going to have to pay a $1,300 on-the-spot fine. So we've got obviously horrible stories of medical staff and paramedics facing threats of being coughed on by the people they're treating. So now we've got authorities saying, well, we're not going to stand for that and tolerate that. So if you do that, you'll be facing a $1,300 fine.
We've heard of cases even prior to COVID-19 of emergency workers, ambos, etc., being spat on by people, particularly people with mental illness. So this just takes it another peg up, doesn't it?
It does. And it's disgusting to think that our health workers are being subjected to this sort of treatment when they've got, you know, one of the most selfless jobs in the world, and they're only trying to help and protect us at this really scary time. So the least we can do is follow their instructions and do as they say, because they're really, they have our best interests at heart.
It might be interesting to you just to quote these figures I was having a look at this morning. In the last 24 hours, Queensland Police have breaches of public health directions infringement notices, 61 in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. And I think people just need to be very vigilant. And if they're unsure, all the information is on the Queensland Health website. So we always refer our audience back to the Queensland Health website, because that is where we get the latest up-to-date information. So whether these people are just thinking of taking the risks or whether they're not sure, there's really no excuse. The information is all there.
That's right. $1,334 fine for that as well, for sort of going where you shouldn't be going. Okay. Apart from COVID, we've tackled that now. What about other items that you might be looking at on Nine News Far North tonight?
There's quite a bit around today. So we have a Townsville man has been charged. He's accused of stealing a car from a 93-year-old man earlier this month, and that was in that terrifying carjacking attack in Warree. So So police have now been able to catch him, identify him. He's now been before the courts, and his case will be back and mentioned again in June. So he's got a while to go and a lot to think about. But that 93-year-old man was taken to hospital. And he's in much better condition now. So there's some good news. Police have been able to catch him. We've also got SES crews I spoke to this morning, and they are scaling back their search for missing man Daniel Tawaki. So he went missing on earlier this month. His car was found dumped on the side of the Bruce Highway south of Cairns. So crews were looking up in the sky and doing a land search on Friday and Saturday, but we'll be speaking to police shortly to get an update on that. And of course, the latest developments and for what comes out of that today, it's best to watch Nine News, Far North Queensland at 6 o'clock.
Catch you soon, Kat.
Thanks, Paul.